Welcome to the August 5th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part one of a new video interview, Stella K. Vanuk, CEO of Kaida Biopharma and founder of Aviva Ventures, explains how declining NIH funding, late-stage pharma acquisition strategies, and global operating pressures are forcing sponsors to move faster and more capital efficiently toward clinical inflection points. These three forces together are reshaping how biotech companies allocate resources and define development priorities. In a new Q&A article based on an earlier video interview, Elizabeth Walsh, founder of Walsh Clinical Advisory, discussed how execution strategy must begin at the business decision rather than study startup, since outsourcing tasks does not transfer accountability or ownership, which must always remain with the sponsor. Building genuine inspection readiness requires qualified people bridging scientific intent into operational reality and maintaining continuous active oversight rather than delegating through periodic review layers. And last but not least, in a new article from our sister publication, PharmExec, Christian Olson, VP of Strategy at Dotmatix, described how legacy LIMS and ELN platforms designed for monoclonal antibodies are failing complex modalities like multi-specific antibodies and antibody-drug conjugates. When scientific reasoning is not captured as a data architecture element, judgment evaporates at each handoff and subsequent teams must essentially restart their work rather than building on established conclusions. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.